So I was on my motorcycle heading home, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously. And I hit him broadside, flew over the car and landed, broke my arm, busted my shoulder. It wasn't good. Luckily, I had my helmet on, but yeah, I was mad. So a buddy told me to call the advocates. But, you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? But I called them. They were cool. They listened to me, and they were on my side for sure. They took care of everything. They're a good group of people. They helped me get what I deserved. They worked with the insurance companies. They got everything paid for. They fight for you, and they're going to go for the win.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you. Give us a call.
My family and I were stopped at a stoplight on a highway, and all of a sudden I see a truck coming straight for us, rammed right into the back of us. I felt, I can handle all the calls, I know the story, I know how to talk to the insurance agents. It added up to be too much, and I just wish that I had called the advocates way sooner. They ended up getting a settlement for me that was twice the amount that I thought that I could get on my own.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't have to fight the insurance companies. Let the advocates carry that burden for you.
Sumérgete en el fascinante mundo del reggae con Pulitop. Ahora los martes de 7 a 9 p.m. hora Colombia y de 6 a 8 p.m. hora México en radioaital.com. No te pierdas los invitados especiales y los temas que tenemos preparados para ti. Conéctate y siente la buena vibra del reggae en Pull It Up. Pull It Up. Pull It Up.
Yo, Colombia, Javier Alerta. Me a throat the road to the peak of blow, where the sun healed every pain from above. Keep up no days. The world I burn in a silence and pride. A street full of echo and false disguise. Rostros duros, ojos llenos de venganza. Pero mi alma camina con esperanza.
Come from. y'all.
Oh, baby, we like it raw. Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw. Yes, baby, we like it raw. Shimmy, hey. Give me the Michael and we'll take it away. The old gang thing wants the control thing. Bring the metal bass with the crazy rapping. Gonna proclaim. Oh, it gonna proclaim. Yeah. Cause it's a big old man and the hip hop crew. Cause it's a solid dedicated to you. Gonna proclaim. You're gonna proclaim. Oh, baby, we like it raw. Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw.
We do.
Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw.
We do.
Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic and I will take it away. The Wu-Tang thing was the Kung Fu thing. Dirty old bastard with some crazy rapping in a Brooklyn. Gangly style, it's sleep on the boat. Would I get mad and psycho? Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic and I will take it away. But show you say I'm in a rapper band play. Hey, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic and I will take it away. But show you say I'm in a rapper band play. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Oh, baby, we like it raw.
Yes, bueno, sean bienvenidos esta noche una vez más, cargado este mes de entrevistas y especiales con artistas invitados esta noche, y estamos justamente aquí en Guadalajara desde el Jamaica Records esta noche con un invitado.
I got into the car with a drunk driver. I don't really remember much, but I do remember waking up with the car on its side and just hurting. I mean, I'd hurt my neck, I'd hurt my back. The worst part was my leg was shattered. I really didn't know what to feel. I knew that I'd gotten in the car with the drunk driver. That felt like that was my mistake, but I wasn't the one driving and I wasn't the one that caused the accident, so I really wasn't sure how to feel. I talked to my mom and she ended up recommending just calling the advocates. Even though it was complicated and I felt like maybe I'd made a mistake or I felt guilty, there was zero judgment from them. I felt like they were always on my side and they were always doing what was best for me. Really, it gave me my life back. I was able to stop replaying all the decisions I made and I was able to just move forward and really start rebuilding my life because the advocates really took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. If guilt is keeping you from getting help, just call us. We'll represent you and remind you that you deserve justice.
Especial, uno de los referentes de la escena del dub mundial, con uno de los más grandes y de los buenísimos productores que hay en el momento en la era. Y estoy esta noche con Prince Fatty. Welcome, welcome.
Big up, buenas noches. Pull it up. Yeah, how you doing, brother?
Yes, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thanks for your time. And, well, let's start it. How are you feeling? This is, I mean, you arrived today to Guadalajara. How are you feeling?
I love Guadalajara. I've been here before. And, yeah, love it very much. Very happy to be here at Jamaica Records. I'm here doing my workshop, you know, and showing the Jamaican recordings and recording culture, Jamaican reggae music, produced by Bunny Lee and many good artists. So tomorrow, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Yeah, very good.
Bueno, ahí nos dice que se siente muy bien de estar esta noche aquí. Le encanta venir a Guadalajara esta noche desde el Jamaica Records. Y pues mañana justamente estará dando su workshop aquí en la ciudad de Guadalajara. Es uno de los motivos que lo trae a la ciudad, justamente como trabajar con buenos artistas en la escena de aquí, pues de Guadalajara. I know that you have some links with Guadalajara, especially with some artists. And recently I was part of the listening party of the launch of Ser Gentil, a project from Guadalajara, and you were working with them.
Yes. Okay, so the producer Odin, and I, very good, bro. Incredible music. And I mixed those at my studio in London. So the guys recorded here in Guadalajara. And then Odin came all the way to London to mix with me. So we have that connection, you know, Guadalajara and Lewisham. So fantastic.
So I can say that that's like the latest work that you have been doing with someone with from Guadalajara, but it's not the only one, right?
No, we have more. We have more. And it's been.
For example, another word that I can recall right now is like the mixing of the Jamaican Records rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You did like a special version of that rhythm.
Sure. Yeah, that was a little while ago now.
Yeah.
I think actually Manu told me today that he's got a new one.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to listening to the new one.
Well, that's respect to Guadalajara, but also you have a really good historial with really good artists around the world, right? So how was that transition from an engineer, sound engineer, that is your profession?
All right.
Bueno, ahí estábamos justamente con este maestro de la música dub desde UK, y nos estuvo acompañando aquí en Jamaica Records, y justamente ahí lo que le decíamos es que él tiene una conexión especial con Guadalajara, no es su primera vez en la ciudad, y en los recientes tiempos estuvimos siendo partes de una listening party, de un lanzamiento de un proyecto que se llama Ser Gentil, el cual aprovecho para que pasen y disfruten en las diferentes plataformas digitales. Es un proyecto del señor Odin Acosta, de aquí de Guadalajara. Ser Gentil, un proyecto que tiene voces también de acá de la ciudad, entre ellos Abuelo. Y justamente Prince Patty tiene una participación en este álbum, haciendo parte del mixing al final del álbum. Entonces por eso es que también hay cierta conexión tanto artística como musical en la ciudad, como también hizo parte de una mezcla o una participación de el Jamaican Records Rhythm de hace un par de años. También decía justamente esa noche que le habían confirmado que estarían trabajando en uno nuevo, en el cual también él podría tener alguna participación. Entonces estaremos pendientes a este nuevo rhythm de la parte de Jamaica Records aquí en Guadalajara. Seguimos con la entrevista, donde le preguntamos qué es lo que lo motivó a él, siendo un ingeniero de sistemas, pasar a ser ahora un productor, ¿no? Entonces veamos qué fue lo que nos dijo el señor Prince Fatty desde UK por su visita aquí en Guadalajara. Yes.
Really, you see, music travels, okay? And so when you do something, we don't always realize how far the music can travel. So maybe like some, you know, so for me, I didn't realize, but basically, obviously the love of reggae music is international and worldwide. So once people started to listening to my work, I think that kind of opened the situation. So then I'm very lucky, like artists, you know, like Manu Chao, or like recently I've been coming to Mexico to work with Panteón Rococó.
Yeah.
I produced half of their last album, Sonoro. So I'm very happy for that connection. And we do a beautiful works, and I come to Mexico to record. And for me, is the best thing. You understand, like, the I get to work with very good musicians and they call me, so I'm very lucky. Yeah.
Ahí Prince Fatty nos decía que él ha construido su historia musical gracias a sus viajes, porque este es lo que lo ha construido, justamente como decía, varios artistas que han venido y han colaborado en México, como Manu Chao, entre otros, que recientemente también han hecho historia. Él dice que nunca uno se imagina trabajando en la música qué tan lejos va a llegar su proyecto musical, y pues eso es lo que lo tiene de este lado. Dice que ha trabajado y fue parte importante en la grabación o en la producción del último álbum de la banda mexicana Panteón Rococó, por lo cual él estaba acá de gira en México, ya que pues hizo parte de este álbum y hizo parte del reciente concierto de Panteón Rococó en la Ciudad de México.
Very nice, yeah.
How was that connection with the reggae music? I mean, how it started in your regular work as a sound engineer?
Okay, so from London, basically I start to work in recording studios when I was 16. I leave school at 16 and I go to work in recording studios. And in London, we have a big Jamaican culture, reggae culture. So in the studios in that time, some of the Jamaican artists were coming through and working, and I was working in Brixton, a very special Jamaican barrio or neighborhood.
I got into the car with a drunk driver. I don't really remember much, but I do remember waking up with the car on its side and just hurting. I mean, I'd hurt my neck, I'd hurt my back. The worst part was my leg was shattered. I really didn't know what to feel. I knew that I'd gotten in the car with the drunk driver. That felt like that was my mistake, but I wasn't the one driving and I wasn't the one that caused the accident, so I really wasn't sure how to feel. I talked to my mom and she ended up recommending just calling the advocates. Even though it was complicated and I felt like maybe I'd made a mistake or I felt guilty, there was zero judgment from them. I felt like they were always on my side and they were always doing what was best for me. Really, it gave me my life back. I was able to stop replaying all the decisions I made and I was able to just move forward and really start rebuilding my life because the advocates really took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. If guilt is keeping you from getting help, just call us. We'll represent you and remind you that you deserve justice.
So I would be working with all the artists, and the artists from Jamaica would come over to do shows, and then they would come to the studio to record or do dub plates. So that was the beginning. So I was at 16, 17 years old, I was working with Michael Prophet, L16, Little Roy, and Roy Shirley, and many artists like that. But I was just the junior engineer,
yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I wasn't producing, but I was there. And then at the same time, I was working for big studios as well that did rock music and whatever.
Aquí le preguntamos justamente a Prince Fatty cómo fue ese inicio con el reggae, ¿no? ¿Qué fue lo que lo llevó al reggae? Y él nos dice que él trabajó desde muy joven en esta parte como productor musical. Él era ingeniero de sonido junior en esa época, pero trabajando en Londres tenía la opción o la facilidad de escuchar y trabajar con grandes artistas jamaiquinos, ya que iban a dar su show o iban a trabajar. Y al siguiente día llegaban a los estudios donde Prince Fatty trabajaba, ya sea a hacer nuevas grabaciones o a grabar dub plates. Entonces ahí es donde él empieza a conectarse a la edad de 16, 17 años con artistas como Michael Prophet, entre otros, de esta época en Londres a su corta edad.
So I was just going from studio to studio, and that was the... What happens with music is, if you do something that's good, then it might take some time, but it usually opens the door.
Yeah.
So some of the records I did basically got noticed in America. So then I ended up working in Los Angeles for Delicious Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back to England and then get invited to other places. And, you know, it's the magic of music.
Yeah. Yeah, and more with the reggae, right? Because I feel that the reggae music has that peculiarity that everyone likes the reggae vibes, right?
Okay, so for me, my thing is, because I record with real musicians and I like to record live and everything, I carry the same Jamaican spirit like that, because that's how they used to record. So I think that's why people like my work, because I try and record in the same style, you know?
Yeah.
So have all the musicians together and do it all together.
Like following the same steps as Jamaican did in some time,
just,
right?
Well, actually, it's more like how everybody used to record, you know, live together and not separate, not one musician at a time, you know?
Yeah,
get everybody together, practice, rehearse, and then we record.
Wow.
And that's how I work.
Allí nos está diciendo, pues, Prisfati, cómo es su forma de trabajar, de grabar la música, de hacer sus producciones. Y es que justamente dice que él preserva esa cultura jamaiquina de poder grabar con todos los músicos en vivo, de que ellos se reúnan, ensayen y hacen la grabación conjuntamente, y no como de pronto se hace en la actualidad, que es cada músico hace su parte y después se mezclan estas grabaciones. Él dice que él prefiere mantener esa cultura jamaiquina, sobre todo para el reggae, y que de pronto eso es lo que él considera que a su público le gusta su trabajo, porque conserva como este toque. También nos dice que él a través de la música es que ha empezado a crecer su trabajo. Dice que empezó a viajar, hizo un par de producciones, y que esas producciones abrieron puertas a pues justamente a viajar, a llegar a otros países, a volver a hacer más trabajo, volver a viajar, y de esa forma pues se ha convertido su trabajo en su herramienta y su forma de mostrar el arte. Sigamos escuchando lo que nos dice Prince Patty. Yes.
Yeah, and that's another thing that is really like essential in your work, that is like how you can still in this new age that everything is digital and automated, and you know, those kind of things, you preserve to prefer the to use analog.
Okay. So it's about personality.
Yeah.
So my musicians have a lot of personality. That's why they make me sound good. So I select my musicians because of their musical personality. So that's why I have an identity with my sound, is because of my
team.
And you see what I mean? So
yes,
the same way, my drummer, Horseman, he's not just my drummer. He's my partner and my music. You know, we do everything together, you know? And all the other musicians that contribute. So we have an identity. And that's really what it's about. So I think the computer doesn't have so much personality, because it's the computer.
Yeah.
It's the human and the musician that has the personality, yeah? So my sound comes from that, because I have real characters, real personalities, and it comes through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can understand you.
Aquí en este punto también nos va diciendo Prince Fatty que su música, su sonido tiene personalidad, tiene identidad, y esto es gracias a la humanidad. Justamente dice que en esta época donde hay tecnología, hay inteligencia artificial y demás, dice los computadores no sienten. Los computadores no tienen ese flow, ¿no? Que podría tener el humano, ¿sí? Como estas habilidades, ¿no? Cuando hay un músico que es prodigio, que es muy bueno en lo que hace, es porque lo siente, le gusta y le fluye. Entonces dice que eso es lo que nos hace humano, y que eso es lo que él trata de agregar en su sonido, que sea un sonido que tenga identidad y personalidad, porque el músico puede dar esos caracteres en lo que imprime en los sonidos. Este es Prince Fatty, ya lo saben, seguimos en Pulitop Radio, entrevista exclusiva que tuvimos aquí en Guadalajara, Jalisco, en la visita de este grande de la música, de reggae music desde Europa, el señor Prince Fatty. ¡Yes!
Once upon a time, in a famous story...
A girl named Alice got very curious about a little white rabbit who passed by. She followed him and soon found herself falling into a very deep hole
into a strange place.
Because maybe that can bring more sense and feelings into our music, right? Because it's the feeling we're playing, right?
Of course, and how you live, your lifestyle. So with me, since I was 14 years old, I listened to reggae every day. So for me, it's natural. I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just being me.
Yeah, to me it's natural.
I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah,
I feel it and we do it.
Right.
So it's
that's good.
How we roll.
And congratulations, because it's not easy for everyone to have that kind of things. Like, you know, as you are saying, you are not pretending to do or to be anyone. You are just being, right?
Yeah, I'm very lucky because obviously I coming from London. And my barrio, Lewisham, is a big reggae neighborhood. So Saxon Sound System come from Lewisham. Maxi Priest come from Lewisham. And the mightiest of them all, Jashaka, come from Lewisham. Like, Jashaka lived literally 5 minutes walk from my studio. Rest in peace. So my neighborhood has got big reggae history. And the musicians in my area, we have, you know, it's natural. You see what I mean?
Nice.
It'd be like me coming to Guadalajara and taking a mariachi band, you know, it's natural.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
so,
yes.
So I'm lucky like that, but that's also our culture in London. We have the Jamaican culture is in our blood, in our streets. Yeah?
Yeah, got it. And it's so nice to hear that.
Allí Prince Fatty nos estaba contando justamente cómo ha sido la influencia que lo ha llevado al reggae, ¿no? Entonces él, recordemos que nos hablaba en la primera parte de cómo le gustaba hacer sus producciones con músicos pródigos, bueno, muy buenos en su arte, y además todos, reunidos todos los músicos para hacer una grabación completa. Eso nos da la ventaja de que nos puede imprimir un poco más de su esencia, ¿no? Entonces él dice, para mí es algo natural porque yo escucho reggae desde los 14, entonces yo no pretendo ser nadie, yo soy quien soy, solamente soy, ¿no? Entonces nos empieza a contar un poco de su barrio, dice que en su barrio habían crecido muchas personalidades del reggae, dice que por ejemplo ya Chaka vivía a 5 minutos del estudio donde él trabajaba. Entonces nos podemos ya imaginar también la clase de cultura que tiene este señor, no más aparte de su profesión y oficio, pues también de su entorno en el barrio, ¿no? Como él lo comenta, en el propio barrio tenía este tipo de personalidades que pues influenciaron su adolescencia y juventud y sus, sus influencias musicales con el reggae.
So, okay, let's move to Mexico. You were here a couple days ago in a concert with Panteón Rococó.
Yeah, so
for more than, I don't know, maybe.
It was incredible. Yeah. So Panteón invited me for their 30th anniversary shows in Mexico City. So that was 65,000 people every night.
60,000.
Insane. So, yeah. And I'm very lucky because they invite me to play music and play dub and do my thing. So I was the warm-up guy for the show, you know? So yeah. Very good. Big up. And I have to say, massimo rispetto to Panteón Rococó.
Ahí le estábamos preguntando a Panteón, a Prince Fatty por su presentación junto a Panteón Rococó, y dice que justamente, pues, ya lo habíamos mencionado anteriormente, hizo parte de la producción de su último álbum. Y Panteón Rococó.
I got into the car with a drunk driver. I don't really remember much, but I do remember waking up with the car on its side and just hurting. I ended up talking to my mom and she told me to call the advocates. Even though it was complicated and I felt guilty, there was zero judgment from them. I felt like they were always on my side and they were always doing what was best for me.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. If guilt is keeping you from getting help, just call us. We'll represent you and remind you that you deserve justice.
Lo invitó a participar en la presentación de aniversario de su 30 aniversario en la Ciudad de México con una audiencia de más de 60,000 personas, lo cual para él también es una oportunidad increíble del poder mostrar un poco de reggae y dub a gente o a una audiencia que no es 100% reggae o dub, ¿no? Entonces dice que un big up también para la gente de Panteón Rococó.
Yeah, man. Chingón. They are the best people. The best music, best people, best vibes, best family. Yeah. Big respect.
How was the feeling from the people? Because maybe not for everyone, but maybe for a few of them, were your set was like very different to what they were expecting, right?
Yeah, man. But, you know, if you have a good bass line, you're going to be okay. That's my motto, you know? So we give them good bass lines and they have to be happy. Yeah, no, it was amazing. Big up the Panteón Rococó fans. Because after I play, I go into the crowd to watch the show and their fans are amazing.
I
think the
Panteón
fans are the best fans in the world.
I will say that Mexican fans are the best fans of the world.
See, I can see it, brother. I can see it. The energy was incredible. Yeah. So big respect.
justamente ahí seguíamos conversando con el tema de Panteón Rococó. Dice que le preguntábamos, ¿no?, que cómo había sido la respuesta del público, ya que pues no es un público 100% reggae, 100% dub. Y lo que Prince Patty nos responde es: desde que tú tengas un buen baseline, una buena línea de bajo, todo estará bien. Así que les dimos unas buenas líneas de bajo y estuvieron contentos. Eso fue lo que nos dijo Prince Patty. Y dice que justamente fue un show increíble. Dice: Panteón Rococó es una banda increíble y sus fans son increíbles. Y lo que yo le digo es que para mí los fans mexicanos son los mejores fans con sus artistas, porque sí, apoyan mucho al artista, entonces eso es súper bueno, y lo resalta tanto él como yo. Así que seguimos aquí escuchando a Prince Patty. Recuerden, esto fue una entrevista que hicimos en su pasada visita aquí a Guadalajara hace un par de semanas, donde venía haciendo una gira con un workshop de dub que también estuvimos. Esto es Pulitop Radio con DJ Yoki desde Guadalajara. Yes.
Prince Patty Dub White Selection.
I want
yeah. Mexico, Prince Fatty loves you.
Yeah, I know that. I'm pretty sure because this is not the first time that you are here. And I feel why you are here this time, especially in Guadalajara, is not a show. It's more than that. It's spread the culture, right? It's spread some tools or some experience to everyone. And
so what we're really doing here, because of my work, I do restoration work for the big reggae company called VP Records.
Oh.
And I work with Bunny Lee's estate, the family. And I do the restoration for many classic recordings from the 70s and 80s. So this is why I have the opportunity to come, and it's part of my mission to promote the culture and also to show people that listening to Jamaican recordings, but in isolation, so we can hear the instruments individually.
Oh.
So like the drums on their own, the bass on their own, the instruments on their own, the vocals on their own.
Wow.
And when you actually hear it in isolation, is very interesting because you can get to hear the sound but also how they're playing, really, you know, really get into it. So it's very special to be able to do that, and I feel very privileged that I do that as a job. So that's also why I do the workshops to show people. So, you know, they're free. I do it for the love, and I want people to come down and make their reggae music better. They can learn from this.
Yeah, and I feel that it may, at least in the reggae, is so special to have these kind of things, as you were saying before. Maybe the culture is to record at one shot with the band, you know, with every instrument at the same time, with the same microphone. So have the opportunity to hear each one of them in isolation is a different thing, right?
Yeah, man. Well, you're going to come to the show tomorrow, right?
I hope that.
Come down, 3:30, Jamaica Records.
Yeah, so we will be here in Jamaica Records in the Guadalajara City with this tonight with Prince Fatty telling us about it, more about his experience and more about his job and more about his love, not only to the Mexican people, but also to the reggae and dub music, and how.
Yes, seguimos en esta entrevista con Prince Fatty, y ahí hablábamos un poco de lo que sería este workshop que estaría brindando. Fue un workshop que hizo no solo en Ciudad de México, también lo hizo acá en Guadalajara. Y lo que él nos cuenta de este workshop es que en realidad él en su profesión se dedica a restaurar cintas de grabaciones originales. Entonces, justamente haciendo este trabajo, digitaliza algunas piezas, y él lo que él invita es que a través de estos workshops la gente que se dedica al reggae music, al dub music, pueda sentir o experimentar los sonidos por separado. Es decir, en estos workshops se escuchan las canciones que se están restaurando de los 70s y 80s, pero se escucha, por ejemplo, solamente una línea de bajos, una línea de las voces, una línea de las trompetas, una línea de la guitarra, todo por separado, para que se pueda disfrutar como las maneras en que se tocaba o en que se toca estos estilos de música. Y pues hace la invitación a que se unieran a este workshop en las ciudades de Guadalajara y Ciudad de México. Seguimos con Prince Fatty. Yes. What's your experience or your feeling through the time that you have been going and get back to Mexico? Have you seen any evolution, more artists, more people, more audience?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so yeah, of course, there's some great selectors here, and obviously my experience so far has been mainly being in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
So the MCs like Ras Joshua, who's very good, and the clubs, you know, like Soul Dread, I really love.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I think there's many sound system, which is really good, and I think I'm just understanding that, and also understanding the radio. There's a lot of good reggae radio in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. Like in England, really, on major radio, we only have one show.
Okay.
All the other reggae shows are very independent or local, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that there's a big radio connection in Mexico with the student radio and everything. So I think what I really love is I actually think that Mexican people have good taste in music. So when I go to the record shops and I'm looking for old records, everything is good, whether it's soul or hip hop or reggae mm-hmm. or country or rock, or there's good music in there.
Yeah.
So that's what helps. So yeah, big up. I think that's the one thing, you guys have got good taste.
But yeah, I feel that is because we have, or well, Mexican people has like the good sense to select some things, and they save it for many, many years, and that's something that can preserve even the music, right? Like, for example, you can find special jewels in some record stores, and that
very good record shops.
You know, like,
so I think it's just down to education. So I think the people here have a very good education of music. So they understand, they have knowledge, they understand the music. So like I find the same experience in France. Mm-hmm. In France, people really understand and know reggae music. In Japan, even more. Yeah. In Japan, it's crazy. So I actually think that it's very nice. But you don't know that until you come.
Yeah.
Until you travel, and then you start to understand. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah, that's
it
right.
Takes time, and Mexico is a very big place.
Yeah, it's so big. I'm from Colombia, and I have learned a lot of things from Mexico because, yeah, for example, in Colombia we don't have like all these reggae records or even record stores. We don't have so much as here.
Yeah.
So those kind of things are like really different.
Yeah,
even that we have more Caribbean vibes in Colombia, right? But
well, look, we're here in Jamaica Records. Look, and we're surrounded by vinyl. Mm-hmm. It's very good, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Hablábamos un poco también de la influencia pues hablábamos de que por qué ama México y conoce buenos artistas. Nos nombraba por ahí a Ras Joshua. También nos nombraba que él le aprecia o le gusta mucho que pues en México haya un buen espacio tanto para los artistas como también para la radio, que hay un buen conocimiento y buenas preciosas o joyas musicales en pequeñas tiendas de vinilos donde se consiguen algunas piezas únicas. Dice que es un el pueblo mexicano conoce de la buena música y por eso hay ciertas joyas y hay tantas tiendas especializadas en records, ¿no? En colecciones, en vinilos. Esto también pues con la situación de que pues es un tema cultural, pero él dice, pero tú no lo sabes hasta que viajas, ¿no? Como diciendo, si no se viene hasta México no se da uno cuenta de toda esta magia que existe detrás de la música en los vinilos o en las copias de antaño. So yeah, there are good places that you can find special jewels, and obviously we can find your work here, right?
Yeah, brother, it's right on the wall. Anyone interested in Guadalajara, come down to Jamaica Records. If you want Prince Fatty music, it's right here. We have several albums and the 45s, they're available.
So, well, we are almost done here. Thank you, my brother,
for
your time. Thank you for your experience,
Big
for
up,
your
pull
work.
It up, radio.
Thank you.
Keep pushing the culture. Massimo rispetto.
Yes. So, at the last thing, I want to ask you, what could be the message for the new generations that are starting in the reggae world?
Bueno, justamente nos decía que si quieren conseguir la música de Prince Fatty aquí en Guadalajara, ahí pueden ir a Jamaica Records, donde justamente pueden encontrar algo de su trabajo. Y ya por último, ya para despedirnos, le pedimos un mensaje, ¿no? ¿Cuál es el mensaje para la gente de Reggae Music? Pues vamos a ver qué nos dice Prince Fatty. Ya lo saben, esto es Pull It Up Radio. a través de la radio independiente en Colombia, radioaital.com, también a través de activismoreggae.com.ar en vivo y en directo todos los martes a las 6 de la tarde hora México, también desde nuestra plataforma web oficial www.pulitopradio.com, y también pueden escucharnos en retransmisión a través de nuestras radiofrecuencias amigas en el mundo, iniciando los días miércoles en reggaeradioselecta.com.ar a las 6 de la tarde hora Argentina. También estamos los días jueves a través de esenciaurbana.net en Panamá a las 4 de la tarde hora local Panamá, y en Costa Rica a las 5 de la tarde a través de hot78radio.com, hot78radio.com. Los días viernes estamos de nuevo en Colombia a través de radioaital.com a las 12 del mediodía hora Colombia. El día sábado estamos en Buenos Aires a través de la de dios.com.ar, 2 de la tarde punto hora local Argentina. Los días domingo estamos de nuevo en México a través de Mictlán Radio Online, 12 del mediodía. Y el día lunes, para todo el continente europeo, estamos a través de Radio Rototom, la radio oficial del festival Rototom Sunsplash, 4 de la tarde, hora local España, 8 de la mañana, hora local México. Así que no hay motivo para escuchar esta transmisión tan interesante, hablando con Prince Fatty. Y bueno, escuchemos ya el mensaje que nos deja Prince Fatty. Yes.
Okay, basically try and play together. Get as many musicians as you can together and play. Yeah, play live and get involved. And that's really what it's about. Reggae music is about people getting together, not just one person with a computer. It's get people together. Yeah, drums, bass, organ, guitar, get everybody together, harmonies, and really go for it. And that's where the power comes, because it's the people that have the personality, yeah?
Yeah.
The instruments, the computers, the microphones, they're just things. They don't have personality. A microphone is a microphone, but it's the human being that has the personality, okay?
Yeah.
So there's only one Jimi Hendrix. There's only one Jose. Only, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is the personality. It's only one Fruko y Tesos.
Yeah.
You know what right. I mean? And only one John Lennon, you know?
Yes.
These are all beautiful, beautiful, strong personalities. So I, like, yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, all right?
Keep the fire burning. Big up. Because reggae music is the last music to be controlled. So is the only music that doesn't have censorship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're free. True. So in that message, you have to be good, and you have to bring positive vibes. You understand? Because we have a responsibility.
Yeah. Thank Big you. Big up. Lord. Yes.
Pulling so, up radio, Guadalajara. Ja love, Prince Fatty. Dread out.
Bueno, ya estuvimos aquí con Prince Fatty esta noche en Jamaica Records, quienes estará partiendo un workshop. Con sus experiencias y analogías, sus dispositivos análogos, donde estaremos escuchando y discutiendo las cintas de restauradas de los records jamaiquinos. Así que ya lo saben, esto es Pulitop Radio desde Jamaica Records. Ahí escuchamos el mensaje de este señor Prince Fatty. Ya lo saben, fue muy claro. Dijo que reúnanse la mayor cantidad de músicos posibles a jamear, a hacer música, porque de allí es de donde viene el poder. Dice, el reggae music es de las últimas músicas que va a poder ser controlada, porque es una música sin sentido. Y a lo que se refiere sin sentido es que el reggae music tiene sus peculiaridades en las estructuras musicales que no respeta. Entonces a eso es a lo que él se refiere, es una música rebelde, ¿no? Entonces dice que hay que seguirla manteniendo así, ¿no? De que se pueda seguir haciendo fuerte. Y dice que el verdadero poder viene de la gente, de la humanidad. Dice, un micrófono sigue siendo un micrófono. Solamente hubo un John Lennon, solamente existe un Jimi Hendrix, solamente existe un Fruko y sus tesos. Es la humanidad quien hace al artista, así que sigamos manteniendo esa humanidad. Es el mensaje que nos trae Prince Fatty hasta ahora. Ya lo saben, esto es Pulitop Radio, trayendo contenido de valor. Gracias a toda la gente que estuvo conectada ahí esta noche. Seguimos en la conexión, ya lo saben. Seguimos de estrenos, Pulitop Radio, Pulitop Rhythm, disponible en todas las plataformas digitales. También estaremos por ahí promocionando nuestros próximos programas. Tenemos invitados especiales. Por ahí se viene Dread Squad en exclusiva también por los micrófonos de pulitopradio.com para que sigan conectados. Gracias a toda la familia que estuvo también pendiente ahí a través de nuestro live streaming en Facebook. Con esta canción me voy despidiendo, cerrando esta entrevista de Prince Fatty. Y sonará una canción más de el Pulitop Rhythm, una versión más, la que abríamos hoy se llama To The Pica Love. La hace Javier Alerta desde Bogotá, Colombia. Lo que sigue se llama In This Love de Prince Fatty y Stick Figure. Y cerrando, una versión más del Pulitop Rhythm. Nos escuchamos en una próxima ocasión. Yes, I.
You don't know this is Stick of enviando máximo. You don't know this is Stick of enviando máximo respeto para Pulitop Radio. Directamente Guadalajara, México. You don't know. Ya usted sabe, música consciente. Colcha, colcha. More reggae music, more love.
Looking up. most high. Said I give you all the praise, yeah. I give you all the honor, yeah. Because of your grace, you make me live off my honor, yeah. I give you all the praise, yeah. Said I give you all the honor, oh. Because of your grace, yeah. You make me live off my honor.
Heaven and earth and the whole universe.
So tell your mama.